Bears Network, on the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman, Patrick Manley, and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Giordano's, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix.
Oh, it's a big week at Halas Hall. This is the week that the Bears prepare for the regular season with a dress rehearsal for the regular season. And what better test for the Bears than tomorrow night's game when the Bears visit the Seattle Seahawks to take on the Super Bowl champions alongside the longest tenured Bear in the history of the organization since 1920. A lot of players have played for the Bears. Butkus, Sayers, Ditka, Peyton. But no one has played more games than Patrick Manley, my co-host for the entire season here on Bears All Access. Zach Zaidman with you, and our guest today, there's Walter Payton, atop the rushing list, the guy who's number two, sitting right next to us, Matt Forte. What's up, Matt?
Not much, man. Just excited to be here in the presence of Pat Manley. I mean, the longest tenured Bear.
That name does not fit in with anyone you just said. And Matt included, obviously. So,
longest tenured Bear and the greatest hair.
But he does have the greatest hair in the organization. That's a documentary.
It takes a lot of work. No way. Jay's got way better hair.
I mean,
I got a little more time to work on my
age.
Yeah,
for
my age.
When Jay gets your age, he can only hope to be like that.
Is this really a topic of conversation in the locker room?
You just kind of bust each other in the locker room. That's one thing I do miss is doing that with the guys. It's messing with each other. Matt's one of the biggest ones that does it all the time. He's nonstop.
Yeah, because recently I cut my hair off, so I had to give people stuff about their hair and stuff. Yeah, I just pick out all the little stuff that
it's everything. Tattoos, everything. They get on. Get on about everything. It's entertaining.
Most of the guys in the locker room are lighthearted, good-natured. But in your time, and you're a veteran now, been in the league for a while, Matt. Has there ever been a guy that took it the wrong way?
No, not really. I mean, by the time you get to this level, they've been in many locker rooms, and this is in every level of football. You know, in college we did the same stuff, and so you know, they kind of get, I guess, used to it. If somebody is not cool with it, probably going to get made fun of more. So
there's a guy named Eben Britton, an offensive lineman for the Bears in his second year, and he gets mistaken for Patrick Manley a lot. He kind of looks like Manley.
He's a handsome dude.
Well, he does have good hair. There's no question about it. But it's like you if you just decided to give up nutrition and just keep working out. He's an lineman.
You're telling me he's sloppy?
A little bit more sloppier than you, I think, right? Is that a good way to describe it?
I'm not going
to
call
my
lineman sloppy,
man. He's a bigger man.
But I think the guy who has the most interesting look in terms of hair on his head, facial hair, the whole deal, Austin Lane. If you don't know who I'm talking about, he's a defensive end. He's actually showing a lot of promise out there on the practice field and in these games. Google image Austin Lane. That guy. He's intimidating.
Oh, he's had a bunch of different hairstyles?
I mean, just the one he's got right now.
Yeah, the dreads, and it's kind of shaved on the side. That's something new, you know.
He looks like an evil guy in a Bond movie, you know?
A villain?
Yeah.
He's a Bond villain. Did you happen to see the Jacksonville game? Luke Butkus, our old assistant O-line coach.
He has the
full lumberjack beard. Yes. Speaking of beards, that was outstanding. Was he here with you?
Yeah, my rookie year, Luke was here. Yeah. I didn't see him though on the sideline. I probably saw him and didn't recognize him.
Yeah, right.
He probably didn't recognize me either.
There were a lot of reunions taking place before that Jaguars game. I guess the Bears left a credential for their defensive coordinator, Bob Babich, as Bullet Bob Babich.
Oh, did they really?
That was the name that Urlacher and Briggs used to call him when he was here for many years as the Bears linebackers coach. And Fendi Onabon back then was a member of the Jaguars. He was saying hello. Jed Fish, I guess, was Brandon Marshall's wide receivers coach in Denver. Jay Cutler knows him well. They were
a lot of pregame hugs.
Yeah. Mike Tirico was there exchanging hugs with Paul Pasqualoni, who was the former head coach at his alma mater, Syracuse, the greatest university on earth. And I do think
I had to laugh.
Yeah. I wasn't even listening when he started talking about
that. All right, let's talk a little bit about Seattle. And do you use this as a measuring stick? Because everyone goes, it's the preseason, take it with a grain of salt. But, I mean, they are the Super Bowl champs. You are on the road, and they do have a pretty talented defense.
Yeah, I mean, you always, especially in a third preseason game, that's when the starters play the most. You want to see where you're at, especially as an offense. You want to go against the defense that they're going to game plan us, and we're going to game plan them a little bit. Not like a full game, but we do have some plays where you, you know, game plan them. So what better team to go against that a team that won the Super Bowl last year and had one of the top defenses, you know. So, you know, you can always talk about how on paper you look good and have the big names on offense, but it doesn't mean anything until you go on the field and have a test like this and you know, have to produce against them.
Do you do anything personally different, like, this week? You know, because it's more of like you guys treat it like a regular season week, practice-wise, time-wise, meeting-wise. Is there anything you do different than you did back in training camp compared to now?
Back in training camp, you know, you're kind of just running plays, and, you know, we're going against our defense and stuff. So now we're still going against our defense at practice a little bit, but then we'll go and have our defense run some of the stuff that they run, their coverages and stuff, and run the plays that are good against that we're going to run in the game against those coverages, and kind of go through blitz pickups, what blitzes they like to run and things like that, so that, you know, we're not surprised on the field. So if you, you know, when you study their defense and you study them enough, your opponent enough, you won't be surprised out there on the field, really.
Do you try to give yourself like a trial of like anything you're going to get new for this season coming up, you know what I mean? Like on Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday practice, physically, are you training different, things like that? Or, you know what I'm saying?
I have done some different things this year. It's good, but this year I actually feel more healthy going into the season. And on like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I've been after practice running a little couple sprints on the Woodway treadmill that we have up there that has like the harness on it that I've been doing. And it's just so that, you know, after you get done with practice, sometimes you don't get to sprint as much as you, like I say, you break a long run in a game. So it just keeps your speed in tune to where if you do happen to break a long one or catch a pass and break a long one, that you'll be ready to do that. And you won't be like in practice mode where you just sprinted like 30 or 40 yards. You'll be able to go 80 or 90, you know.
So you're not gassed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then this week it's been a little different because we were talking with your offensive coordinator, Aaron Cromer, and he mentioned that, I guess, because of all the new science out there, that Mike Clark, the strength coordinator, has these documents that say that if you push back your sleep time and you push back when you eat, it'll help prepare you for a West Coast game.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the time difference is so different out there. And, you know, by the time we start the game, it'll be, if we were on Central time, it'd be 9 o'clock. And usually by 9 o'clock, you know, we're either at the end of a game or, you know, finishing it or whatever. So, if you do push back your sleep a little bit and then stagger your meal times, it can have you, it can not really change it that much, but trick your body into thinking you're on the same, you know, time clock. And that's big because, you know, sometimes at those night games, you know, it gets kind of out there. You might start yawning before the game and stuff because, you know, it's a different time zone.
Yeah, it's great preparation for week two, primetime game in San Francisco just a couple weeks from now. So I think that has a lot to do with it. Plus, if I'm not mistaken, training camp practices have been changed twice over the last 2 years under Mark Trestman because of potential weather issues, and both times involved a Martellus Bennett flare-up. So when his body clock is off, I mean, who knows what happens? And you know him better than most. Coming up next, we'll find out what Matt Forte knows about Martellus Bennett. They trained the entire offseason together. He went from being a deer to a gazelle. What does it mean? We'll discuss next with the Bears running back on Bears All Access with Patrick Manley, Zach Zaidman, and Matt Forte on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Celebrate Back to Football Week with the Chicago Bears. Come to the Bears Miller Lite Kickoff Concert featuring Magic on September 5th. Visit ChicagoBears.com for details. Alongside Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman, visiting with Matt Forte before the Bears get ready to play the Seahawks tomorrow night in Seattle, in one of the toughest places to play. But the Bears have been preparing for this for a while, including Matt Forte, who's at the forefront of nutrition and fitness. And one of your teammates got involved with you this offseason. Martellus Bennett wanted to take his career to the next level in terms of training, and he worked out with you.
Yeah. When Martellus first got here, we were training a little bit and on and off, but, you know, sometimes it's just hard to get on the same schedule with guys. But,
well, he was writing children's books. I mean, you know,
yeah, he was doing a lot of different things, you know, creating characters, different things like that. So, but then, you know, when he went to the Hill with me a few times, he, you know, ended up really liking it. And then this past offseason, he was like, you know, I want to train with you during OTAs. And, like, during OTAs, you can't really.
Oh, we got somebody who wants to train with you right here.
Holy mackerel.
Who comes in the door like that?
I can give you one guess.
Well, Pat, help explain to people what's happening right now.
We just got a stick up by Anthony Adams while we're trying to interview Matt Forte here. So can you try that forward roll in again? See if you can make it a little bit more. classy. I don't know what you want to call it.
To put it in English.
Slow motion. Here it comes.
Anthony Adams just somersaulted.
He has to do that through every door, by the way, in order to fit.
He is not what is known as a tiny man, and he's basically telling Matt Forte to stick it up.
Well,
right?
I'll tell you what. Speaking of what's happening here. Double A, actually, we were just talking to Matt Forte about working out. Do you want to share some of your new – or you've been working out more lately?
He actually went with me one time.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he roll the hill or run the hill?
Rolled, mostly.
He's out of breath.
I usually do a lot of Dorito curls. Get your biceps right.
The whole bag or just a chip at a time?
Family size. Okay. Family size. Stick your hand in, bring it up, curl.
Scoops?
Yeah, just kill two birds with one stone.
Why are you breathing so heavy?
Huh?
Why are you breathing so heavy?
Ha. It took a lot of athleticism to do that. I hope you guys appreciate my intro.
It was very good.
You know what's funny is this guy made a living stopping running backs like Matt Forte from running. And I'm guessing back in the day, if you saw a defensive tackle like Double A trying to stop you, that's a world of hurt for a guy like Double A.
You laugh at me in practice.
I would just... You know, it was kind of like that movie Friday After Next when he had the big girl trying to, you know, get the cookie from the guy. Yeah. He's like, baby, you know, he's like, baby D, you're not going to catch me. So you should just stop.
Speaking of, we were talking about clowning each other in the locker room. These two would go at it nonstop. They just provided more entertainment for us than.
All right, so give us
Double
A
is the worst, man.
They just started.
Double A, he pick out every little detail, anything. You could have, like, just one hair missing or something on your mustache, and he'd pick it out. Oh, what'd you do? You messed up your mustache at home, huh? You might as well cut it all off now.
You got to love the locker room, man. Oh, my God, man. I remember you were a rookie. And I was telling you I was 5'0". And we used to always do that chest bump. And you used to always catch me. Like, you used to always jump higher than me for some reason. I have been working with my strength shoe workouts a lot that summer.
Calves were sore.
Yeah, I got mad. Because he would always just bust out of nowhere and hit me with the chest bump. And he would always jump before I did. So it looked like he was jumping higher than I was. But – in actuality, I was my vertical was pretty much higher.
I still have a video on my phone of when you danced and then you finished with a tumble into the laundry bin.
That is one of the best. Yeah,
I think Izzy sent me that one. Thank God.
His
I have
foot
that.
Sticking
oh,
up.
Oh yeah.
You got to explain how this because there are a lot of people that are
well,
it's finding out about this.
Oh, yeah, everybody's in the locker room and just maybe I think it was after a practice or something.
Yeah.
And Double A just starts breaking out into a dance. I don't know.
Might have been before.
And, well, in the middle of our locker room are laundry bins where we throw all our dirty clothes, and they're I don't know 2.5-3 feet high.
Why don't you demonstrate? Yeah. Just
well, this is
Dub, Spice. Spice.
Sweating on the table already.
Spice is a cue dog, so that's
yeah.
they got his dance going,
and then
they were
while
playing
he was
that, yeah.
going down the locker room, that he saw a laundry bin and decided to go head forward into it and
is
ended up
the,
on your
is
head.
Is this the dump button?
No, this is for a game later.
Show for, oh, yeah.
Are we playing one today?
You can. Yeah. You can take
Slap
on Matt.
It.
It's
me, me versus you two.
What is it?
It's just a what do you call it?
It's trivia game.
There we go.
Bears
like Jeopardy. Oh, for Bears.
You must say what is.
Play for a fan.
Or answer doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. How in the world did you guys become friends? Because at least from the outside, you seem like a guy who might not be that serious, Double
friends
A.
Friends with
and,
Forte?
And Forte seems like a guy who's ultra serious. He's not messing around. This is
Does
his craft.
Does he seem ultra serious?
At least really? Publicly.
What? You see? Y'all talking about my YouTube stuff. You should see his.
A lot of it's with his shirt off or he's working out. He's doing something. You know, that's the ones that I...
All I know is about the thirst traps. Here's the difference.
He's just jealous because he can't... Well, he does do it anyway. But
yeah, right.
Shirt off anyway.
He doesn't get a lot of likes on those.
I'm not looking for anyone.
We're visiting with Anthony Adams, who's busted in on the radio program here, Bears All Access, on The Score with Patrick Manley and Matt Forte. I'm Zach Sabin. What's interesting is when you post a video, you're in some sort of character. You know, you're doing something silly, clowning around, I think is the right way to say it. When Forte posts a video, it's usually when someone questions his ability to play, and then he'll strap something onto his back, run up a hill, and do it, you know, combine-like workouts.
You know what? He secretly likes for people to pick him in fantasy. He acts like he doesn't, and he doesn't care too much about fantasy, but he really does. He wants everybody to pick him in fantasy. That's what I think that is.
This is a ploy for Double A. You know,
I picked you. You're
oh,
in
you
my
did?
Fantasy league team.
Yeah, you picked me. You picked me every year.
First pick.
And you tell me that you pick me every year.
I'm just saying, man. You're always available for some reason.
How many times you been picked in fantasy? I don't know.
Now that I'm retired, should I? I think I'm going to get into the fantasy.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to ask you that. Are you worthy of a number one pick?
Of course.
How many times you get asked that by fans?
Oh, my gosh. I stopped going out in public.
That's right.
I just stay at home. I go to practice and go home.
Just put a tape recorder over there and hit play when they walk by.
But, slap it.
But times have changed. I mean, when you think about it, there used to be a time where Forte was really the only guy you'd ever pick from the Bears offense. Now there's a collection of weapons to go to.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about Santonio Holmes, too, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the Super Bowl, all the guys that's been on the team that's been in Super Bowl, I think it's like 10 guys. So I think all of that experience is just going to rub off on everybody else and try to get everybody else there. I mean, we got a Super Bowl MVP, and then we got, like, you know, five champs all together, I believe. I think, if I'm not mistaken. You're the stat guy.
Yeah, this is all you need to know. The Bears last year led the NFC in points per game. Only the Broncos scored more points than the Bears did a year ago. And this time, I believe this is the first time it's happened since you've been a Bear, Matt, where all the same offensive starters are back, same coaching staff, same play caller. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. That's unheard of, especially in NFL football, that you have the entire starting offense from a year before come back and coaching staff, especially one that had did well, because usually, you know, coaches get promoted or get picked up by somebody else, and then there's free agency, other guys get picked up as well. So, you know, we have something special, and we need to, you know, make the most of this opportunity that we have.
We got to take a break here. Look at this guy. Now he becomes. That's what it sounds like. Double.
Oh, yeah. We'll save that for later.
Expecting that. Yeah.
Good job.
We got to take a timeout. When we come back, get ready for a pat down. We'll explain next on Bears All Access with Matt Forte.
What do you have on wrestling shoes?
Zach Zaidman. And
boxing shoes.
And yeah, you heard the voice, the soulful sound of Anthony Adams here with us, just bouncing on in, I guess. We roll on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago. Go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. This week, you're not going to believe this, but Anthony Adams crashes training camp in Bourbonnais, and Mark Trestman and his coaching staff give away their bikes to deserving kids on the last day of camp. Matt Forte, our scheduled guest, Patrick Manley is here, the longtime Bear. I'm Zach Zaidman, and Anthony Adams somersaulting his way into our studio during the last segment, not once but twice, eating junk food along the way, and I don't know really what he's doing.
Sweating. Is
eventually, I imagine, going to be a segment on the show, right? On Inside the Bears?
I don't know. You have to talk to my producer. We'll see. We'll see. I get creative control. So I'll say yeah. But that was a sweet tumble. What I did. I call that a tumble. It's part of my floor.
Can you stop smacking us? It sounds so nasty. All right.
Yeah, I'm chewing on some candy right now.
I get
Skittles right now.
Creative control.
Amazing. Power pellets.
He's like Marshawn Lynch, but different.
That's how you make Kool-Aid, man.
Do you put him in the water? Marshawn or just in the
mix? No. You don't put them in the water. That's how you ruin it. You gotta take like 17 of them, and then you start chewing them, and then you drink the water.
Gotcha.
Man.
You swish it around a little?
So
or you
delicious.
Just...
If you like.
Okay.
I don't swish.
Okay.
I don't swish.
Swishers? I thought you swished.
I swish, but I don't swish.
All right, so
there's a difference.
So now that you do this for a living, by the way, he's on our side, Pat. He's a member
of the
media now.
I am.
So go ahead. Yes. You have an opportunity to talk to one of the prominent Bears in 2014, Matt Forte, starting running back. What do you want to know?
I'm going to ask what everyone wants to know, Forte, and that is, how many yards can we expect from you this upcoming season, rushing and receiving?
How many total?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
From scrimmage.
Oh. On the field, right?
On the field, not practice.
During
the lines.
During
the
regular games?
Yes, because right now you're at -7 yards.
Oh, okay.
I know that's not going to happen in regular.
Oh,
yeah.
But people have been asking about it, and man,
it
ticks him off.
Because
how many times have you had
how an opportunity? How do you know it ticks me off?
Because I can see
it in your face.
The other day, a bunch of media members
Whenever
came over.
Whenever he says the word crap on TV, you know he's angry.
I don't believe he used
when
that
I say
word.
Crap.
You said people are talking about I have -7 yards rushing and all this crap. verbatim.
Verbatim.
Yes. Rewind the tape.
You can't even spell verbatim.
But it happens every year. People ask around this time. They'll always ask Forte, hey, you know, it looks like you only have -7 or whatever it is at that particular time.
It's -7.
And during the preseason, people have to remember it is the preseason, and the Bears work on passing the ball a lot, and you don't get a lot of opportunities to run the ball during this time of year.
When it's game planning too,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean the running.
I mean
the running game.
So the last,
game
the first two games, we don't game plan. You know, really just out there running plays. And I mean that is not an excuse to say, oh, you should have, you know, positive yards or you shouldn't have negative yards, something like that. But you know, they're in a game. I may have the first four rushes and get negative yards, and then go out the next quarter and then bust for, you know, 50 yards or something, or a longer run. So, you know, there's been games where you may have 20 yards in the first half and then go out and end up having a 100-yard game or vice versa. So you may do a lot in the first half and not do much in the second half. So people get too caught up in, you know, preseason stats, I would say.
I remember the 1 year y'all went to the Super Bowl. I wasn't on the team, obviously. But I think y'all lost every preseason game.
I wouldn't doubt it. I think we did.
Yeah, I went to the
I know the 85 Bears did. I think we did.
Yeah, it was the 85 Bears, I think. But I do think it was funny. It was, you know, there was a year where you guys went to the playoffs, and I think Urlacher would quote the record of the Bears with the preseason record, because I think the Bears went 1-3 that year in the preseason, and he would point out that the Bears are 8-8, even though they were 8-6 at the time. But, you know, something like that, whatever.
That's
but,
weird.
Yeah, it's just it's crazy that there's a major difference between preseason football and when it counts.
Exactly.
Oh, it is. It's just a I don't know if it's a mindset, but what is it? It's just you go out to get your work done to get ready for the
practice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're going out and getting your work done to get ready for game one. Mm-hmm. You want to win, but you're trying to get your work done to make you in the best position to play as good as you can in the first game. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. That's true. Just like he said, that's a you know, glorified practice out there, really. But they keep score. And
yeah.
You know how, you know, all the coaches, well, even though when they're keeping score, you know, it counts. So, right. You know, they want you to go out there and
you're trying to win the first quarter if you're playing the first quarter in the first game.
Exactly. I mean, you just want to go out there, basically execute your plays to as much as you can, perfect. And, you know, that doesn't happen all the time, but – you know, it's just like you said, glorified practice out there.
All right, it's time to play Pat Down, where Pat Manoli takes over the show and asks you, Matt Forte, the hard-hitting questions. Double A, you can learn
Pat
a lot
down.
Here.
Yeah.
It's called the Pat Down.
All right, you ready? It's a list of just random questions. You can answer them how you want. It's just kind of fun stuff. So here we go. First one, deep dish pizza or thin crust pizza?
Thin crust.
What? Wait, now, when's the last time you actually had a pizza?
That's a good question.
Yesterday.
What's your cheat food, though?
Burgers. I like burgers.
That's not a cheap. You get good meat.
Put
it's not a cheap food.
That?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Smart man. All right, then your favorite cooked meal.
I have to go with, well, this. You know, I'm from Louisiana, so my mom's gumbo, which isn't the healthiest, but obviously that should be my cheap food. Actually,
does she ever bring any up here?
She brings the ingredients and then cooks them up here.
Nice.
Double
he
A's had some.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he asked me first. He was like, "Hey, is your mom coming up? Right, it's a home game." Like, yeah, she's coming. Yeah, oh, she cooking gumbo.
All right, if you could be a superhero, who would you be?
Superman, because it's like he has every power. You know, I mean, kryptonite, obviously, you know, you have to stay away from that, but that doesn't exist in the real world.
So, so there's no
real
kryptonite in your life?
No.
There's,
except double A.
Double
A's.
There you go.
Double A's comedies.
Yeah, right.
It makes me weak.
All right, what athlete poster did you have on your wall when you grew up?
I had Emmitt Smith. My dad is from Texas, and he was a big Cowboys fan, so in turn, I was like, man, I like Emmitt Smith. I just like running backs, really, but you know, I had all the I had the cards. I had like Walter Payton, obviously. I had what's his name? Barry Sanders. I had him, Marshall Faulk, all those guys, and really looked up to running backs. And you know, although I played different sports growing up, football was the most I was excited about.
All right, Double A, you can answer this one too. I need your guys' soap opera name. So it's your middle name,
oh my God,
and the street you grew up on, or the college you went to,
man,
is the last name. Whichever one sounds better.
Mine is X Somerset.
I like it.
Your
X?
Middle name's X. I like it.
I don't have a middle name.
So it's X.
X Somerset. I like it.
Mine sounds different than a than a soap opera name. Garrett Grafton.
That's a soap opera name. That's a good
right?
one.
That's
a strong
a nice one.
I like how you say a soap opera. And,
and you like how he said it with a little bit of an accent. He asked the same question, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, Pat did, to Lamar Houston. Mm-hmm. And Lamar sits there and goes, Lamar, Texas. And here's what we found out. He went to school at Texas, so he used that as the nickname. And he's from Texas. And then the other
thing. So his name's Lamar?
He doesn't have a middle name.
No. I did some research. The middle name is Lamar with two R's. The first name, and you can use this up in the locker room, you're going to love this. Frederick Lamar Houston Jr.
He wouldn't throw out Frederick.
Frederick!
It's Frederick.
I'm about to kill him in the locker room.
Frederick. Wow.
Dude, I got so much material in the locker room right now. I wish he was in there. Frederick?
Dexter on the bayou, man.
Great movie. All right, for movies.
Well, what's his? I want to know his soap opera name.
What's your soap opera name?
I don't have a middle name, so it would be X-Queens.
X-Queens.
Zachary Queens.
All right, what was your favorite sports movie, or is your favorite sports movie?
I had to say Rookie of the Year.
Gotcha.
That was a good one.
All right, favorite cartoon as a kid or now, if you're into cartoons?
I like the Looney Tunes. Any like Bugs Bunny, Tom and Jerry, those type of deals.
And you do the imitations, right? Of the different characters?
No.
Oh,
that's Martellus.
All right. Favorite sport other than football?
I have to go with basketball.
All right. Then last one. Best game you've ever played in?
I'd say my first game as a rookie playing.
Yeah,
against the Colts.
Opening
night.
This guy's pretty good. Speaking of the graphic.
That game, after I ran my first touchdown, I came to the sideline. Pat goes, man, that was the longest run I've seen around here in like 10 years.
It was. It's the longest run I've ever seen.
That might have been the hardest hit you've taken, too.
Yeah.
Game.
Did you see that?
Bob
you
Sanders.
Remember that.
Yeah.
See, nobody else remembers that except me and him.
I just saw your shoulder pads move. Oh, my God. I pick it up.
Did you play that game or did you have gout?
No. I was out that game. I didn't have gout. I was healthy. I was out that game.
You didn't have gout.
I tell you, I was sitting in chapel. And Lovey gave me that tap on the shoulder. Like, hey, big guy.
You're not playing it.
You're going to be an actor this game. And I'm like, what? Dude, I was hot, man. So, but hey, you had a good game.
Yeah. Good for you, Matt.
Oh, that was fantastic. AA, thank you for literally dropping in.
No problem. Yeah. Slap it.
Rolling it.
We'll be watching you on Inside the Bears.
Yes, sir.
A unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petruni, brought to you by Jimmy John's, and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago.
So delicious.
It is.
Yeah. You know, when you were asking Forte about the poster that he had as a child, this guy probably had Emeril in his room.
That's a good one.
Big, big a pizza.
McDonald's everywhere. Arches or something.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Posters of food.
Big cheesecake.
On my ceiling. Like, so when I lay in bed, I look up at the ceiling. Mm.
Only kid ever. What you want for your birthday, Double A?
Easy bake oven.
Matter of fact, give me a real oven.
All right, we got to take a time out. When we come back, is Matt Forte a Bears authority? He'll test his knowledge against Pat Manley, and you have an opportunity to win next on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Join the Chicago Bears Kids Club, brought to you by Papa John's. Members have access to events, contests, and opportunities to meet Bears players, as well as chances to win Bears tickets. Sign up at chicagobears.com/kidsclub. Alongside Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zabin. Pleased to be joined by Matt Forte for the full hour. We finally got AA out of here. Now he wants to do radio.
I know. He just loves being heard and seen, I think.
I mean, you know.
More than me.
Yeah. Isn't the whole goal when you're a football player is you only want people to notice you on game day for the right reasons? This guy, Monday through Saturday.
That's what this media is all about now,
yep,
right?
Yep. I mean, do you like it?
So far, so good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great working with you.
But well,
you're
thank
just
you
amazing.
Very much. I would not go that far. Clearly, you've gotten the sarcasm part from the other media members. Want to play Are You a Bears Authority?
Let's do it.
This is a big deal. It's brought to you by Sports Authority. Here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, hit the buzzer in front of you. Whoever hits it first gets a chance to answer. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer. All of the questions are multiple choice, so it would behoove you to wait for me to give you the actual choices for these questions. Whoever has the most right after seven questions wins the Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Pat, you're playing for David Barner from Milwaukee, and Matt, you're playing for Ricky Wilgowski from Chicago.
Let's go, Ricky.
All right, and if you're listening right now, you want to sign up for a future game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows, and apparently they've updated it. So everything that we've done from training camp on is on the site, including our show with Jay Cutler, Jared Allen, Lamar Houston, and eventually this one.
You mean Frederick? Frederick Houston.
He's in for it. He's got the locker man. Right near Jay, so you know he automatically hears a lot to begin with.
Yeah.
Right? But now he's going to hear from
Wait, Trestman changed the locker room around again?
Yes. Yeah.
Did anybody get to stay where they are?
I stayed.
The veterans?
I stayed where I am, but the other people around me changed. So I'm in between Willie Young and Jared Allen.
How's that going?
Great spot.
Yeah.
Two D linemen.
By the way, Willie Young, who was inactive last game and wore shades during the entire game,
that.
A night game.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he trying to do?
I don't know. I just know an old teammate.
I think he got
an
poked.
Old teammate we had around here would not have liked that.
I think he got poked in the cheek. Not the eye, the cheek.
Oh, and, so a little swelling?
Yeah.
Wanted what to look happens? Good for TV? Is that what he's telling people? Yeah.
And don't tell this to Pat, but I think Adrian Wilson has Manalee's longtime locker.
Oh, lucky him.
Yeah.
He'll just be there for 16 years.
he'll be 50
years old when he's done here.
Yeah, he'll be the oldest player in the NFL when he's out there. Right, ready for this? Let's begin the festivities.
Right.
Question number one. Bears linebackers coach Reggie Herring has been coaching since 1981. He also played linebacker for a major college program. What school did he play for? The choices, Florida State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, USC. Matt.
Florida State.
Correct.
Dang it.
He's so old that Christian Jones, who went to Florida State, his dad played with Reggie Herring Florida State. How about that?
It's a good connection.
He's being coached by his dad, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Question, but different. Question two.
Just a little.
Forte, a 1-0 lead over Manalee. It's a best of seven. Question number two. This is about a guy right next to you. Jared Allen was born on April 3rd of what year? The choices, 1981, 1982, 1983, 1984.
1981.
Incorrect.
I'm going to say 82.
Correct. Oh, man. Forte, as he's known to do, running away with it again. A 2-0 lead over Manalee.
Did you see the patience on that one?
Yeah. No, that was very, very. I liked how you wait.
I thought he was older than he was.
You waited for the hole to set up, and then, bam, you went right for it. All right, question number three. Bears defensive line coach Paul Pasqualoni has been coaching since 1976. He also played linebacker for a major college program. What school did he play for? The choices, Alabama, Rutgers, Penn State, Arizona State. Pat.
I'm going to say Arizona State.
Incorrect.
Awesome.
I'm going to say Alabama.
Incorrect. The answer is Penn State. And
it's not a major.
Oh, I did know that.
Yes,
what is
you
the backup?
Did,
yeah, we went over
Frederick
that before.
Lamar,
yes, Frederick
Houston,
Lamar Houston,
Jr. brought it
that.
Up that Coach P always mentions that he played behind Jack Hamm because Coach P also likes to say he's the worst ever linebacker in the history of Penn State, which back in the day was known as Linebacker U. All right, it's a 2-0 lead for Forte over Manalee. Question four, where did Jordan Mills play his college ball?
Louisiana Tech.
Correct.
That's cheap.
Boy,
that's like your home.
This is
my boy.
Getting crushed.
My boy,
I was undefeated until this. I was 2-0.
It was
preseason though. This is preseason. Doesn't count.
I'll tell you what. It was encouraging to see him out on the practice field earlier this week. And the thing with Jordan Mills, and I think I was talking to Slauson about this. While all five offensive starters on the line from last year are back, they haven't really played together on the line so far this offseason because Slauson had the shoulder surgery. Mills was out with a broken foot for a while. Then they come back and Kyle Long has the viral infection. Then he comes back and Mills goes out with the foot. So it's probably been interesting for you to work behind a bunch of new guys.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, you got the same guys in there. But then it's also good to get the you know, second team guys or some, you know, there's always a play away. Somebody has to be in there, especially with the offensive line. So it's getting, especially Michael Ola is getting a lot of good experience, you know, for him. He's very athletic to be a tackle.
Yeah, I guess Tressman knew him in the Canadian Football League, but because they have rules there where if you're a foreigner, you can't play. They have to start a certain number of Canadians.
Oh, really?
And most of the Canadians start on the line. Ah. Ola had to sit and couldn't come in unless he was a backup. It's really weird the way it works.
Yeah,
they have three downs. It's just
Canada. He's got an interesting – he's been to, what, Miami?
Yeah.
Canada? Here? Anywhere else?
I'm sure he's bounced around. But they wanted to sign him last year, but Miami grabbed him.
Ah.
And then he became available this year.
It's a good pickup.
And the Bears did not waste time putting him on the roster. All right, question number five. Basically, all Matt has to do is get one right or hope that you get one wrong. Question five. The New York Jets drafted Matt Slauson in 2009. What round did they select him in?
I'm just going to go for it. Fifth.
Incorrect. Fifth was not even one of the choices.
Oh.
It was second, fourth, sixth, or seventh. And
I'm going to say fourth.
Incorrect.
Dang,
but
it.
Here's the thing. The winner is Matt
Forte. I went anyway.
Yeah.
I went anyway.
I knew we had to go to a break.
Yeah. Smart move.
I did it for time-wise.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Matt. Sorry, David.
Very good job. All right. Do you want to talk football when we come back?
No. We'll talk more about it. Let's make fun of AA when we come back.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that next. With Forte and Manley, I'm Zaidman on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Want to congratulate today's winner, Ricky Wilgowski, for winning Are You a Bears Authority and that gift certificate to Sports
You're
Authority.
You're welcome, Ricky.
Courtesy of
What a
Matt
Chicago
Forte.
Name, too. Ricky Wilgowski from Chicago. It's awesome.
More to come on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Chicago Bears and Nike have teamed up to celebrate Back to Football Week with the Super Bears Shuffle 5K at Soldier Field on Thursday, September 4th. Registration for the race is now open. Visit ChicagoBears.com for all the details. Welcome back to Bears All Access with Patrick Manley. We got Zach Zaidman to my left. Across the table is Matt Forte. I just got done losing in Are You a Bears Authority to Matt. I just got crushed. And Zach, I'm going to throw it back to you, and you take over now. I'm done with that.
That was good.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I'm working on it, man. I'm trying to become a better pro. Yeah,
a little 2 yards.
Makes you
game,
appreciate you know? Zach
a little bit. Yeah.
Just a
My
little
job
bit
sitting
for
over
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Just talking is a lot easier than doing all that the grunt work.
You sounded like Anthony Adams barreling in,
yeah.
Out of breath, doing a somersault.
I gotta learn when to breathe when I'm reading and talking.
Could you ever imagine yourself doing the kind of stuff that AA has been doing since he quit playing?
The eating he does, or the, or the rolling into rooms, or the TV work.
Being an entertainer, because
That's what he is, man.
Yeah,
he is.
That's just his
by far
persona.
By far the most entertaining guy I ever played with in my entire career. Would you
True.
Say the same, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, every day. It was the same guy every day, and he was on every day.
Now, but not in an annoying way.
Entertainment way.
Because there are guys that do it, and you're like, just please stop. I mean, just you're not funny.
Because it's something new every day.
Right.
It was like, it's nothing the same. It's like, where do you get this stuff from?
And he has the energy. It was just nonstop.
Nonstop.
It
like, sometimes
I'd be
leaving from practice. I'm like, and he's in the game room, like, messing with people playing ping pong and all kind. I'm like, go home. Like, don't you have like four kids?
Really? Have a home.
Go home. Go to your home.
Who's that guy now in the locker room?
You?
Nah, I mean, I don't have as much energy just, after practice as that guy. And I don't have it every day. Some days I come in, I might be a little grumpy too.
Is Jared Allen that way at all?
No.
Who's the loudest? Nobody anymore?
Man, there have been a lot of changes in that locker room.
Oh, Martellus is definitely the loudest.
Oh, yeah.
He's the loudest.
And Lance is still in charge of music?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha.
Sometimes we get Kyle, because Kyle Long is next to him, so Kyle tried to put some of his music on there. I'm going to mess with Bushrod. Bushrod loves house music, by the way.
Oh, does he really?
So he puts house music on. He likes to.
That's Corey Wooten's old stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, but I believe that Kyle Long likes the dance music, too.
Yep. Did you see that? Brandon caught him.
Yeah.
Candid video of him dancing in the locker room at training camp.
Yeah,
and I was behind him messing with him like this. He was all off beat and stuff.
That's awesome. So we talked about this earlier before AA interrupted us, about you training this offseason with Martellus Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
How did he change as a player because of the things you guys did?
I think by talking to him, he was just telling me that he was a little, like, now on the field, out of his cuts and breaks and running routes and just his overall speed, he's a little more explosive than he was last year. You know, Martellus is just a natural athlete. He's a big guy, 6'7", or whatever he is, 270, almost 280 pounds, and can run, you know, low 4.5s or, you know, maybe on a good day run 4.4. So you see a guy like that, and then he wanted to work, you know, with me during OTAs, and when I, like I was saying before, double A bars, then when we're doing OTA practices, you can't really, like, after practice go run to the hill and do all that kind of stuff, because, right, you know, you just exhaust yourself. So we would do the treadmill I was talking about, and it was a great way, because there's different things you can do. You can do, like, 10-second sprints and add weight on it.
For resistance.
Or you can do lessen the weight and do shorter sprints and stuff like that, where it's going to be conditioning as well as speed work. And by him doing that with me, you know, like, just about every day, he was just telling me, he's like, man, I feel so much more explosive out there on the field. And, like, you can tell, we was watching in OTAs and through camp and stuff, you can tell that his speed out there is a little more faster than before.
Think about how competitive did you guys get doing that?
We get pretty competitive. I mean, he can't hang with my top speed. Yeah. You know, I would try to push him to where, you know, if we were going an 8 or like 10-second sprint where it's hard to keep your speed that long, mm-hmm. I would try to, you know, at first when we started, I would take it a little easy, like going 10 yeah. or 11. And I was like, try to keep it at 12 and a half or something like that, miles an hour on the little dial. And so he would keep it. And then on the last one, I say, all right, run full speed. I want you to try to get to like 13 and a half or something. So he would, you know, do it. And, you know, it's a really good workout, but it's second to none for, like, his speed. Like he said, he went from a deer to a gazelle, and you're like, what's the difference? But deer are fast.
Right.
But you see gazelles have outrun cheetahs before, and you see them, you know, so.
So they're faster than Devin Hester.
That's right.
These gazelles are something.
Yeah.
But admit it, the real reason that you did that to him is that he wouldn't be able to talk. I mean, when you're training that
exactly.
hard.
Right. So when I
run him out of breath?
When I would run him like that, one day we ran 20 of them, and I was like, I'm going to run him into the ground. And he was bent over the rail, and, you know, I'm not going to lie. It was tiring. That workout was tiring. But, yeah, if I run him that much, you know, he won't be able to talk as much.
That's good work. All right, we got.
So then by the time he recovers, I'm out of there.
I like that. When we come back, there's a new teammate that was added to the roster this week. You got to see him out on the practice field. We'll get Forte's take next on the newest Bear. Alongside Pat Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman, Patrick Manley, Matt Forte, our guest. You have a new teammate on offense, a guy that most people have heard. If you love football, you've heard the name Santonio Holmes. He won the Super Bowl MVP 5 years ago. He's been dealing with a couple of injuries over the last couple of seasons, so he might not be the same player, but the Bears signed him. You see him out on the practice field. Give us an idea of what he's like.
He's quiet. He's professional. You know, he goes into it where, you know, the first day he got signed, he was in the facility, met with Coach Grove, the receivers coach, for like 4 or 5 hours trying to learn stuff already. And, you know, on the practice field yesterday, he caught a deep ball, deep post, and, you know, he's still fast, looks good out there. And I was talking to him because I've known Santonio for a few years, and I was just saying to him, you know, how's it feel to be here and stuff like that. He's like, you know what, I've played in big cities before in New York, and I've been the Super Bowl MVP before and all this stuff. Not trying to toot his own horn, he's just telling me, he's like, I just want to win. Mm-hmm. And so when you get a guy like that who's has experience and has played in big games and done all kind of stuff, but he says he just wants to win, you know already that he's going to help your team out.
How hard is this offense to learn for him? You know what I mean? Have you talked to him about, has there been anything he's been in that's similar to this, that verbiage or anything that makes
if he's been in similar, you know, verbiage mm-hmm. offenses like that, but it's just going to take repetition mm-hmm. for him. You know, that's what it did with all the guys last year. I mean, and you see how well they did. It's just route recognition where you know what formation to line up in. And, you know, if he can figure out, you know, and Jay's funny. He was like, man, I don't even care. I'll tell him what to do on every play and just get him out there.
Yeah, if you've got 10 guys doing the right thing, you can tell one guy what to do.
Exactly. But, you know, he's going to help us out, I believe.
before we say goodbye, the stunning news this week, and in the midst of all these ice bucket challenges, which is bringing great awareness to ALS and raised a lot of money, the news comes in this week that former Bears special teamer and ace, a guy by the name of Tim Shaw, diagnosed with ALS. You played with him on special teams. He had probably one of the best games you'll ever see any special teamer.
It's the greatest special teams game I've ever seen by a special non-returner by a special teamer. We played the Detroit Lions. Was
yes.
In 09
or in his hometown. Yeah. He grew up in nearby Livonia.
Yeah, he had eight tackles, what a fumble recovery, a forced fumble. I mean, every time the ball carrier was on the ground, he was the one getting up. And Tim Shaw was a great teammate. And as you hear that tragic news, it's, you know, with teammates that you really, truly care about like that, it hurts.
And it truly personalizes that challenge that you see all over Twitter with guys pouring the ice water over themselves. Tressman did it the other day, a real trooper, but that's why they're raising awareness to help make sure that, you know, they find a cure for this thing. All right, for Matt Forte and Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Sadman. Good luck in Seattle. Good luck the rest of the way. So long. You've been listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.